In addition to the lawmakers, Monsanto and hundreds of other companies and associations want voluntary labeling as a national standard. The bill lets the Food and Drug Administration decide when labeling is necessary to protect consumers. John Reifsteck is an Illinois grain farmer and president of the agricultural cooperative GrowMark. He told lawmakers individual state labeling requirements would set back American agriculture.
Make no mistake, that's what a patchwork of biotech labeling laws would represent. An unworkable step backward.
Some supporters of the bill say simply labeling a food as genetically engineered causes unnecessary concerns among consumers. Barring action by Congress or the courts, a Vermont law requiring labeling is set to go into effect in July 2016. In Washington, I'm Jim Howard, St. Louis Public Radio.